This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon, along with Providence Business News Editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
An exhaustive study of Rhode Island small businesses is out from the nonprofit Rhode Island Foundation, detailing the reach of local companies with 20 or fewer employees. Now, to talk about this study, our guest is Rhode Island Foundation Senior Vice President of Strategy and Community Investments, Jessica David. Jessica, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It always strikes me just how many small businesses there are in Rhode Island. I mean, what's the percentage of businesses that have fewer than 20 employees in the state?
Yeah, we are absolutely a small business state. And I think we were shocked even knowing that over 90% of businesses in Rhode Island have 20 or fewer employees, which is pretty significant.
And what percentage of the workforce works for those employers?
I believe it's over half of Rhode Islanders are employed by small businesses.
So that's we're talking about a huge part of the business ecosystem.
Absolutely. And also small businesses are, you know, we always say they shape the character of your communities. They can form the character of where we live in our neighborhoods. They give back locally. They're often, you know, the first employer for families and friends. So they matter in many different ways beyond just as employers.
Did you find commonalities in what they need and what they need in an ecosystem to succeed?
Well, they need a lot of things, and they need different things at different points in time, depending on the individual business, on the experience of the owner, on the sector or the industry that they're working in, sometimes based on the geography. There's no one single entity that's going to meet all of those needs at every single time. We need a robust ecosystem that's going to be able to serve businesses when they need it with what they need.
I'm curious about what is in a small business ecosystem. Mm-hmm. What is that comprised of?
Sure. We looked at organizations, business service organizations that are providing technical assistance. They might be providing mentorship, education and training. We looked at the capital environment and capital available to small businesses, a little bit at the regulatory environment. And we looked at organizations that are providing services at the level of the individual entrepreneur, the business itself, and then the larger market or industry segment.
You know, Dave, a small business has to have all the things that a big business has, right? You need somebody who watches the books. You need somebody who's doing HR. You need somebody who's taking care. Most businesses have healthcare issues or, you know, insurance. So all of those pieces, a small business doesn't necessarily have enough bodies to actually perform those functions. So you need outside help. You outsource a lot of those things. So that's part of the ecosystem for a place with small businesses where they predominate.
That study, which the Rhode Island Foundation did, in my read of it, says there are support services for small business, but they seem to be fragmented. How so?
Yes, absolutely. We have some great services and supports available in Rhode Island, but the organizations who provide those services tend to be small. They are not operating at a significant scale. They're stretching themselves in order to meet the needs of the businesses with limited resources. They may not be able to cover geographically across the state. They may not be able to cover across various industries. There's uneven coverage by industry or by geography. And there's not always great coordination between and among them. So it can be very difficult for a small business owner who's doing all the things that Mark just said to navigate through that.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. Our guest is Jessica David, Rhode Island Foundation Senior Vice President of Strategy and Community Investments. Mark.
So, Jessica, one of the things you talked earlier about sectors, economic sectors, and the report actually sort of called out three and said, you know, these we think need special attention. One was manufacturing, one was food service manufacturing, and the other one were minority small business. And so why those?
Certainly manufacturing. Rhode Island has a tremendous history in manufacturing, and it is at a crossroads, the industry, in terms of where it goes from here and what the industry and businesses within that industry need in order to transition and make that transition. We felt that there was a lot happening within that space, but not necessarily with an eye towards coordination and really taking the broader view, and we felt that we could help provide that through this study. Same thing on food. There's a lot. Rhode Island's got a tremendous food scene, both from the restaurant level to food manufacturers to agricultural and shellfish farmers. So, again, we felt like we could provide sort of an overview ecosystem view that could help shape and knit together some of the various initiatives that are happening and identifying where the gaps and opportunities still are within those sectors. And for entrepreneurs and businesses of color, we felt instinctively that there were some gaps in the resources available to them, that they were not accessing the traditional resources in the same ways that other businesses may be, and that certainly with Rhode Island's population, with the diversity of our communities, that this is a huge opportunity to make sure that we are focusing on businesses and we're helping them grow. All of the growth in small businesses in Rhode Island has been driven by minority-owned businesses.
The study looked at capital funding, and it seems existing companies get it, but venture capital is a question there.
Yeah, Rhode Island ranks very low for venture capital. So if you're on that early stage and you really need venture, you need equity, it's difficult. We rank regionally at the bottom, and nationally, you know, are ranked 40th or 41st. If you are an existing business, if you're a business owner with really solid credit, it is very possible in Rhode Island to get a loan. We have great small business lending activity here. There's certainly a population that is might not have the personal credit history or the track record that could needs a little help to get to that place. So while we're doing much better on the debt side, there are certainly gaps that we still need to fill.
Dave, that's actually, you have to be careful not to conflate ventures, entrepreneurial activity and small businesses. A lot of small businesses will never attract, venture funding because they don't have the potential scale. I mean, they're neighborhood businesses, they're regional. So the key issue there is making sure the owners have the right credit history, cleaning up their, how it is, they view the banking system, how they view the financial system and how the system views them. There actually is venture funding available for a lot of growth companies. But again, Rhode Island doesn't have a lot of it. But it's also, if you're willing to travel, you can find it.
So what's the next move with this information? Where do you take it?
So we are going to be making all of the data behind the report available online. We're partnering with the Commerce Corporation to put out a resource guide for small business owners. So hopefully it'll be easier to navigate among the resources that we have. And we're also following up in each of the areas that we discussed, so manufacturing and food, capital and businesses of color, to help convene some of the folks who are already doing work in the space, some of the small business owners, and have them prioritize for us where to go moving forward, which are the most strategic opportunities, the most timely opportunities. And we at the foundation are committed to helping to seed and invest in some of those. Certainly, we can't do all of it, but we're committed to working in partnership with the community.
And we'll have to leave it there. Our guest has been Rhode Island Foundation Senior Vice President of Strategy and Community Investments, Jessica David. Jessica, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Again, thanks to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon, Rhode Island Public Radio.